Okay. I don't care what y'all back niggas say either way, but it seems like when y'all niggas talk, it's more effective. Cause we can fight or we can gunplay, you feel me? But it ain't shit though. Honey, Sean Rue, check this out.
Ha, niggas be talking like they chewing gum. Setting up for fights, but they don't really want the one. Trying to impress females and pull out guns. But when I pull out mines, you probably might run.
Run,
damn. Niggas straight phony. Be jabbing at my bitches like you forgot we was homies.
You forgot.
It ain't shit cause I gon' hammer you baloney. Y'all some little rodents, I'm a tiger, no Tony. Use the fact I got you running like a
hot.
Use a saucy nigga, hella fruity like tropical. And I smoke hella fruits on the daily. We can line it up, I'm a P-Dash, you can't save me.
P-Dash.
Born in the 90s, but I hang with the 80s. Used to be civilized, but a nigga went
crazy.
But for me, chances real slim like shady. Shine this, shine that is all I'm hearing lately. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mind they on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mind they on. All I hear is chitter chat. Man, just stop that. Instead of speaking on me, homeboy, try and sack a rack. Niggas steadily hating, cause I'm trying to get out the hood. It's understood, cause y'all niggas what y'all could. If I can get paid for every time my name was spoken, I probably have a mansion in La Jolla, no joking. I'm hella outspoken, that's why bitches hate me. You can speak out too, just don't speak about me. Niggas think they hard, but like a dick, they go soft. Test me, little nigga, on bleeds, I'll slap your lips off. A lot of niggas telling, letting go of their loyalties. I'd rather be dead than snitch and get royalties. That shit ain't real to me, some niggas do it comfortably. Gotta do it big for the niggas that was doubting. Always on the come up like a seed when it's sprouting. Peter, name is Sean Rue, cause I don't do shit politely. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mind they on. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. Why my name stay buzzing all in your mouth though? Niggas steadily be talking, but that shit mind they on.
Yeah, man. Fuck y'all, man. You got something to say, nigga.
All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. Yeah! So you know what it is back in the building.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Quarter to Green. Mr. Man Ain't Made Rap Like This. Legal Dope. Fresh Air to People's Player. Rest to the pen in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I see you.
Hey, so. You are tuned into another installment of Legal Dope Radio.
I'm gonna say that
just like that. You are tuned into another installment of Legal Dope Radio. February 15th, 2012. We're getting it in 9:03 p.m. Hey, shout out to the boy Sean Rue, San Diego, California.
Hello, world.
You know, we're working on a brand new intro song. So I'm just gonna debut somebody hot. For the next few until we get the song together, because I got an idea. It's going to take a second. So I'm going to debut some hot shit every rep.
I want to pause and take this time out to welcome all of the brand new Legal Dope listeners. What's happening?
Have to.
All of the old school, original Legal Dope listeners, what it do.
What it does.
You take that, you know what it is.
You know what it is.
Now, I hate to jump right into it, fam, but it's real.
Right.
LL said it best. You know, we lost a family member today. Or, you know what I mean, over the weekend. We lost a family member over the weekend. And I'm sure y'all heard by now because it's been nationwide news.
Right.
Everybody, family members tonight. It's been nationwide news. Whitney Houston passed over the weekend.
Man.
And, like, yeah.
That's crazy.
you know, if you don't have a clue
that's nuts.
To how big, you know, that loss to music itself was, do your homework.
Right.
Because, you know, Clive Davis found a gem when he ran up on Whitney Houston.
Right.
You know what I mean? She said all sorts of music from pop to ballads to probably the best national anthem we've ever heard.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we definitely got to take this time out, you know, just for a moment of silence for Whitney Houston.
I stressed it out a little bit, man.
You needed to, though, man.
You know what I'm saying, man? But we lost, you know, we lost Etta. You know, we lost Don, Big Don.
That's crazy. And that's crazy, too, because, you know, I know we touched on it in the, you know, I hate to call it the warm-up show, but, you know, in the dry run, we call it the
test run.
I know we touched on Don Cornelius, you know, and I don't think that the Grammys was trying to, you know, slight Don Cornelius' death.
Right.
I think that just shows you how big the loss Whitney Houston was to the music industry. You know what I mean? Because Don Cornelius was huge. You know what I mean? But the Grammy showed no quote-unquote love to the whole fact that Don Cornelius was lost prior to that.
Right.
So, I mean, that was huge. You know what I mean? Like I said, so definitely rest in peace, Don Cornelius. You know what I mean? And you got to treat as far as that goes, too. You know, as far as the whole Whitney Houston losing her life thing, you know what I mean? But rest in peace to Don Cornelius. Definitely, I know we touched on that before, but Whitney Houston, it's going to leave a big hole in music, bro.
Huge. And what do you think about those songs, though, man? You know what I'm saying? I heard a couple of tribute songs, you know, to Whitney. What do you think about that, man?
Anybody heard that?
Yeah, I heard a couple.
I thought he's laughing because he asked one. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's going to be a trip we got for y'all later on. But I didn't listen to him. You know, because I didn't think it was too early, but I just was like, you know, it was almost like the people that did those tribute songs, either that were A, and, you know, I'm not taking anything from them. You know, they were huge fans, but they just was on it already. You know, and they was like they could see the future because that was, it was too much for me.
Right.
I still was taking in all of the news clippings and the Whitney Houston videos and the, you know what I mean,
right.
Diane Sawyer interview and the Wendy Williams interview. Like, I was all on that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for people to already have tributes and songs was all the way beyond me. Like, when I pulled up on you and you gave me the CD, like, pop it in, it was like, damn, how do these people do that already? You know what I mean? So it was just, the whole shit was wild to me, you know what I mean, as far as those tributes go, as to the P.
Yeah, I'd say so. It is crazy. I ain't even, like you said, they had it ready. They definitely had it ready. They know something we don't know.
They know something we don't know. I was saying that the other day, though, man. Like, it's a bunch of shit going on that we really just don't know about. And we can really roll into that and talk about it if you'd like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's like people just don't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like it's taboo, huh?
It's almost like it's taboo.
Straight up. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, we definitely going to talk about that a little more in depth, you know what I mean? It's your boy, Quarter the Great.
Mr. May make rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh air to people's players in the building.
And the S to the mother. And pee.
You gotta find your shit.
You gotta find yourself. You gotta find your voice.
You gotta find your shit, man.
Hey, S to the P is definitely a part of the family, you know what I mean? We brought him into the Legal Dub Radio Show this installment, you know what I mean? So he's finding himself. You know, we're gonna help him get in the group.
We're gonna make sure.
That's an effect, man. You know what I'm saying?
You need something.
Yeah, that's my personal effect. You know what I'm saying?
You got
it
built in. Yeah.
But
you feel like you got to do something different, you know what I mean? So I don't too much know what it is, you know what I mean?
The S to the motherfucking P.
Yeah.
Hey,
check it out, man. We're going to get some music. We're going to come back to you find himself, you know what I mean? You got a party, boy. I'm a little under the weather, you know what I mean? I'm just getting back now. You know,
y'all know we out here in the city of wind, man. It's cold out here, man.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Although we're having a mild winter.
Although we're having a super mild winter. I hate to say that. I didn't want to say that. Because every time I say that, it fucking snows a lot.
That's okay, though. See, because snowing a lot this year has been like 1 or 2 inches.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot. Like,
I can't see it, man. I can't see it. I'm rolling with it. Like, my barber already said it once. Black Lord, shout out to my barber, Black Lord. Lord say, y'all ain't going to be happy until Miami's like Chicago, and Chicago's like California. You know what I mean? Because who's that? Can you explain it? Can you explain it?
I cannot.
Can you explain it?
I can't. But I don't want no earthquakes. That's what I'm understanding. I'm not fucking with that. I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night, man. My house shaking and it's splitting half.
Yeah, I don't want that shit either. I don't want that shit either. So, look, man, we're going to get into some music. You already know what it is. Number one, underground hip hop. You know what I'm saying? R&B. I have R&B every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to incorporate it into the show only because, you know, they out here doing the same exact thing we doing. You know what I'm saying? They out here trying to get it in. I got new records from P.I., man. I got that new Direct record. You know what I'm saying? I got the Mickey Halstead, the Freddie Free. I got the Freddie Free iPod song of the day. That's that.
And I'm going to tell y'all who Mickey Halstead is, too. You know what I mean? Mickey Halstead is formerly Mickey Flow.
School him.
You know what I mean? Mickey from the South Side. Mickey from the Shot. You know
Facts.
What I mean? You dig what I'm saying? Like, Mickey was on Cash Money.
Right.
In his heyday.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you might even catch Lil Wayne getting Mickey Flow, Mickey Halstead a shout out every now and then, you know what I mean? One of the songs back in the day. So Mickey Payne is dudes. You know what I mean? He's underground hip hop, definitely, but Mickey Payne is dudes, just so y'all know. So we got one of them brand new joints for you.
We got a brand new record for him. And his album is being produced by No ID and Legendary Tracks. The whole album.
Okay, so it's a problem there.
Yeah, exactly. So I got a new record off of that. And that's the Freddie Free iPod pick of the week. You know what I'm saying? I got that Jonezilla Mastermind.
Can't wait.
I got that, yeah.
Can't wait. Hey, what that play last week?
I'm going to play it.
Oh, man.
I'm playing it now. All right, so look, man, this is the boy Jonezilla. You know what I'm saying? People from the hood know him as Mastermind. Get it in. We listened to one of his records. It was Chandelier. We listened to Chandelier last week, and I love the record. We played it last week, but then I played the YouTube. That even made me want to play the shit for the boys, and you know,
hey, cause that shit is
hard.
Yeah. He was going hard on that.
He was in bar for bar, 2 minute song. You know what I'm saying? So y'all get addicted.
Coast to coast instrumentals.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. Jones on the gas, no brakes in my rental car crash. Love the battlefield, Pat Benatar. 9 cars, modern warfare when the duty's call. Your Rudy's all act sweet like a booty call. You ain't rap, you probably work in a beauty parlor. Your lines ain't good like a goofy barber. If life's 227, then you be Sandra. I'm Contra, I know all the cheat codes. I rhyme awkward like Jakeem Noah's free throws. But I will get that point before the buzzer rings. I got that Wu-Tang Killer B buzzer sting. I got that MJ Shy half a dozen rings. I got a million niggas telling me they cousins sing. So do mine, I don't work on local time. A nigga told me that I was bomb like Okinawa.
You know my name?
To think twice.
That's good.
Then I stage my name. To think twice.
Keep it simple and plain.
To think twice.
Yeah.
Before you step in my lane.
Yeah. So I'm on point like D-Rose, D-Fish, and J-D before the repo. I'm fresh to death like my ears gone. Most of these rap niggas suck like a beer ball. Appear strong but be crying in the car. Been a villain since a kid, I was riding for Jafar. I ain't one of these rap niggas thinking they DeBarge. Singing in the shower but in pictures looking hard. Ain't nothing tough about jeans squeezing your nuts. You look like a ballerina trying to be a thug. You look a little more like Peter Pan than a blood. You a clown, a grown ass man doing the dub. I got artillery, patriots and scuds. So I be spitting heat without a radiator plug. Mile High Club getting aviator love. Dancing on a track like I'm Savion Glove.
Do you know my name?
To think twice. Then I stage my name. To think twice.
Keep it simple and plain.
To think twice before you step in my lane.
Yeah, I told you, yeah, it's your boy Quarter Key in the building. Fresh Air People's Players in the building. SP is back in the motherfucking building.
LegalDopeRadio.com.
LegalDopeRadio.com, you know, if you want to get addicted, you know what I'm saying? Or if you're online and you want to call in, 858-947-6620, call in and get addicted. You know what it is. We do, you know, we playing that underground hip-hop, underground R&B. You know what we do already. If you've never been here, we welcome you in. If you have been here, thank you for coming back. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely the place to be.
But it is definitely the place to be.
The only place to be.
The only place to be. It's the only place to be. Shout out to the boy SP, man. The only place to be right now is Legal Dope Radio. And if you're not here, then you're not here.
So let's talk about the Grammy. You know, we talked about it last week. Chris Breezy won. Did he win two? He won two.
Just the one.
He won the one.
Right.
He won the one.
Just the one.
He won the one.
Hey, I still think that's politics because the boy puts in work.
Yeah.
The boy puts in work. So, you know, you got to understand the politics because of the whole the way society is set up, you know. And, you know, in no kind of way is Legal Dog Brady condoning spousal abuse.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying, Caucasian women for that matter, you know what I mean. But the boy made him. I hate to downplay this for all my women, you know what I mean, because I don't do it, but it's like the boy made a mistake in his life, you know what I mean, but he's coming back hard, he's bouncing back, doing what he, it's all he knows how to do.
Right.
You know what I mean, like, I don't know the cat, you know what I mean, so I would have to know him to know what else he knows how to do, but I know him for making music and dancing.
Right.
And not too many people's fucking with him doing those two things.
Yeah. I was watching it in Somebody said he was
colder
than Usher on the
dance
side.
See, fam? Like, and it's funny with my old school opinion, you know what I'm saying? So I'm halfway biased.
Right.
I think so, too.
Nah. I
mean, only thing separating them two is some time. And, I mean, if you want to say that, then I'll give you that. But, man, nobody's fucking with Chris Breezy right now.
Yeah,
SP say he's a dancer. I'll fuck him up. Hey, hey, nobody's fucking with Chris Breezy though, man. You know, and I was like, just something that's like he. I don't know, man.
The boy's a legend. He's nice. The boy's good. We say the boy's good. Hey, so look, I guess the crazy part about it is, your boy Kanye, man. This fool didn't even show up.
You think him and Ho still got the Grammy beef? I remember back in the days they had the Grammy beef.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know if they got the Grammy beef set up or, you know, they got the walls up or whatever, because in this day of them being rich as they are and having G4s or G5s, two, three of them, like, they could have been there. No matter where they were, no matter what the engagement was, I would have to guess they could have been there.
Right.
I just think that they was like, fuck the Grammy.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Because Kanye won what?
4-4.
You know what I mean? However many it was, like, come on. Kanye could have been there, but I think that just got to the point to where they're like, fuck that particular award set.
Right.
You know what I mean? Speaking of Kanye, have you seen a new video?
Boss so hard, motherfucker, on the phone.
How you think? What you think about it?
I've never been a real huge fan of concert video. Like, you know, I like them, but not for hot songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But it was hot, though. But I've never been a big fan of music videos that should be a music video, but it's just a concert video.
Back in the 80s, it was hot, though.
Back in the 80s, it was hot, though. But this ain't the 80s.
Like, the video, man, I feel you. Definitely, I feel you. Show juice. Hey, but, like, that video, man, it was different. You know, with
right.
The whole, the way he worked the cameras and that kind of shit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think like Kanye because he's a little special, you feel what I mean? But I definitely felt where he was going with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I felt where he was going with it. It's just, I would much rather have a music video for a record.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Would you rather have them balling so hard, like niggas in Paris, like, you know, shot some of the Eiffel Tower, tearing down the mall type of shit? Like, that would have been so easy and typical to put because they rich.
I wouldn't want them to do nothing like that. I would want it to be a very creative video. Come on, man. You know, I think 15,000, 8 years ahead of motherfuckers, man. I can direct it. I can definitely write a treatment for it.
I'll do the camera work.
That's to the P, do the camera work. Like, I can do a treatment for it. I can do a treatment for, like, it's a Beyonce record I can do a treatment for.
Love on Top is my all-time favorite song.
It's a Beyonce record I can do a treatment
for. But that's another story, though. You know what I mean?
Hey, so look, like I said, man, we got a lot of motherfucking good new music. SQ, his mixtape is out, buzzing right now.
Loyalty 2. Definitely buzzing.
Right now.
Buzzing hard, you know what I mean?
You know we got to fuck with that. The perfect investment. Your boy P.I. in the motherfucking building today.
Hey, man, I'm feeling the perfect investment. I told you that when you called me. So, you know, you judged me.
Right.
You told me, you know, man, I just wrote your song, I got you, you know what I mean? And then I got the record.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, no. this song is my joint right here. You know what I mean? Like, you depicted me all wrong, you know what I'm saying, as far as that goes, because the Perfect Investment is my shit.
It was just one of them records, though, man, you know. People say, you know, do a radio record or do that. I can't sit down and say I'm going to do a certain type of record. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I do whatever the track allows me to do. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't disrespect the track. That's why I always kill them. You know what I'm saying? Because I do what the track allows me to do. So, you know, I just heard the melody and I did the record.
So you want to jump to that?
Let's do it. I'm gonna play the record.
We're going to jump to that, then we're going to come back and talk more Grammys, you know, because Adele killed them.
Adele killed them.
You know what I mean? I'm personally a fan, you know what I mean? I know I'm all hip-hop, you know what I mean? But I like my man said, I'm everything. I'm a fan of you,
of
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let's do that, then.
Makes sense, though. So I'm going to go ahead and roll to the Perfect Investment off of the District 187 mixtape, Sean Lennon. If you want to pick that up, go to that whoisquarterteeth.com and just press on the cover page, and you'll get the album free. It'll take you right to a place to get it, man, and you get all the records. The Perfect Investment.
Get addicted. J.O., what up, boy?
So,
I'd like to thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 mixtape. It's your boy, Sean Lennon. Mr. Kuman on the track. Thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 mixtape. It's your boy Sean Lennon, Mr. Kuman on the track. With a new cut, stuffing off my shoulders as I stand up. In my city, air nigga with me stand up, and it's a thin line between hands up and hands up. Oh. So I approach the stage like a robbery, making sure I got my mask on properly. Is everybody with me strapped? Yeah, probably. But we just came to breathe a little life into your party scene. Yeah, this city wind is a part of me. Just like rapping ain't just rapping, it's the art to me. That's why when I sit down and write, I got a spark of wood. Elevate it in the class and tell y'all fucking good. Like the homie Pimp C Butler. If your chick was a 10, I'd probably get butter. But I was only trying to get it right. Yeah, now I'm invested in these city lights.
Invest in me, so that way I give you all the best of me. You never have a worry when you're next to me.
Boo game murder. If he pull a meek, I win the weather change. Die high, boost red, everything. Yeah, I call a fresh a triple homicide. And when our first come together, we call it genocide. Cause he be killing hers, and I be killing his. Malibu condo, double sink kids. Look like we walked up by the magazine. Gucci tags on damn near everything. White whip, chromed out, everything. Hit the club, told the bartender, yeah, very thin. Come on, roll stick of the best fire. Yeah, top down in the summer breeze. Yeah, her hair blowing in the summer breeze. She a up and coming model chick, and I'm the up and coming king of the rap scene. Altitude, got the limit. To me, that's what investing in a bird means.
Invest in me, yep. So that way I'll give you all the best of me. You never have a worry when you're next to me. Me
and only me.
Limit when you fly
the limit.
You'll never be nobody,
you
get too high as me. Up
there.
Once again, I'd like to thank you all for coming out to the Sean Lennon Experience.
All right, man. It's your boy Quarter the Great back in the building.
187.
Pretty dope radio, number one station for underground hip hop everywhere. What is the, what the saying? SCP, what did he say?
He forgot already.
The only place to be. The only place to be for hip hop and R&B music. Underground. Legal Dope Radio, www.legaldoperadio.com, or call 858-947-6620, and if you want to talk, just press 1, and we'll holler at you. You know what I'm saying? So, before we left off, we were talking about, you know, the Grammys, and we were talking about Adele. She is awesome. I just have to say that. She's awesome. Did she do 6?
6.
She tied B, right?
Yeah. For the most Grammys by a female artist ever.
Yeah. So, you know, hats off to her. The record was amazing, though.
No, the record is hot. You know what I mean? Like I say, the homie gave it to me a long time ago, you know, and like I say, you know how, you know, shout out to Freddie Free, how I didn't even know I had the Roots joint last week when I was talking about that, but for whatever reason, my shit was on shuffle, and I knew that I had the Adele joint. And I'm, you know, I kept hearing about it. So I'm wondering what the deal was with it, you know. I'm curious. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? Man, she is amazing, man. The 21 album is fucking dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said, it's not for everybody because, you know, my old man, I'm pretty sure y'all know how Friday Night feels. You know, he's all hip hop, you know what I mean?
Right.
Strictly underground funk, keep the crossover word to EPMD. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's his thing, though.
Right.
Like, I'm music, though.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the album was dope. So I saw all of that coming. I saw the whole multiple Grammys and all the accolades, you know what
right.
I mean? I saw all of that coming. Like, I didn't know how, you know, because a lot of people don't know she's fresh off throat surgery.
Now, that was amazing.
So, the way, more so, right, exactly. More so than the 6 Grammys being amazing, the performance off of a throat surgery
right.
was amazing. You
right.
know what I mean?
I didn't know about throat surgery.
Yeah. Throat surgery, last year.
Most of the time, you know, ain't the same.
Yeah,
and that was my whole thing. I didn't figure
like,
she would be able to come back.
Like
as
it's like the voice surgery tuned her shit a little bit.
Almost like you know, you can
like
compare that to
thing.
Kind of like the 50 Cent thing, better comparison. Because I was going to say kind of like a, you know, compared to like an NBA star, like a Mario Sotomayor or a Grant Hill, after 2-3 surgeries, I came back with a better knee because Grant Hill was 50.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he steady getting bucks, steady putting up numbers with
right.
his brand new knees.
Brand spanking new
like,
knees.
That's the only thing that didn't get older was his knees.
Right.
Because they brand new. And that's how her voice sounded. Her voice sounded great the other night.
Yeah.
Straight up.
I need to get with the L. She got
done. She already had it, though. She already had it.
And she had it before the album. That's why I say the album. You know, it wasn't on. It wasn't like that for the album. But it's once the performance came, once the performance came, you know, and she had the new throat, per se, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so gonna see. I'm about to start my R&B album.
Hey, hook up with this guy, because he's been saying that for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, no, I'm nice, though. I just want to write one. You know what I'm saying? I like to sit down and help somebody write one. Speaking of albums and new ideas and, you know, hooking up with new motherfuckers, Freshy was telling me Jay-Z.
Right.
What?
Questlove. The rumor was
okay.
that Questlove and Hov had something, you know, in the works. They were looking up, you know, to do a album or, you know, something to that nature or whatever happened.
Right.
But I guess the clarification of it all was they was working on some shit from, you know, just like a video or, pardon me, a video or some footage from the whole Carnegie Hall performance that we talked about last week because, you know,
yeah.
he was the drummer.
Right.
So I'm guessing that they was hooking up and was going to put some shit out, you know, from that whole Carnegie Hall thing, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Do some big shit with that. Cause like I said, that was huge. We talked about that last week.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, Jay-Z's so secretive because you never know. He's the kind of cat, like, I heard once, and like fans say, you know, I don't want to just speculate a bunch of shit, you know what I'm saying? But I heard that the boy Ho, like the whole Blue Ivy Carter thing, you know, Ivy, well, first of all, you know, him and B's favorite number is 4 because her birthday is, I believe, September 4th.
Right.
Don't quote me on that, but whatever month it is, it's the 4th.
Right.
Jay-Z is December 4th.
Right.
You know what I mean? And IV is a Roman numeral for the number 4.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they just call it IV, IVY, you know what I mean? And, you know, the next album, obviously after Blueprint 3, the next album in Jay-Z's whole Blueprint 4 installment is number 4.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
thinking about that the other day, man. How wild that connection was. How they played off of that. It's a lot of fours. It's mm-hmm. a lot in their whole relationship.
Yeah.
And I was watching her. Her concert. I think it was live at Roseland. I think it is. I watched it, man, and she's amazing. You know what I'm saying? But
understatement of the,
you know,
of the year.
Exactly. But it's just certain stuff that she was saying about the whole, you know, the whole thing. So it's amazing, the whole breakdown of the fours in both of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's tripped out. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's dope. And Blueprint, and this is what I was thinking about, because that I wasn't thinking about that. I thought about that weeks ago. But what I was thinking about the other day was how awesome Blueprint 4 has to be.
I would say it's going to be great, though, man, because the last album was wrong, man. I mean, Jay-Z, you know, he do his thing, man.
Blueprint 4 has to be,
see, classic. And, you know, I would agree with that, see, but to whose standards, though, because I could easily knock a lot of people in the industry right now. You know what I mean? Off of that statement right there.
Right.
But, you know, the whole Blueprint thing, as far as Hov goes, you know, he grows. And, like my man told me a while back, and I want to say this might have been, you know, one of the previous Blueprints or one of the previous Jay-Z albums, like, outside of you, maybe, and, you know, six other people in the world, who hears a Jay-Z album and likes it that day?
Right.
I don't know if it's because you hold them too high as far as standards go,
right,
or what, but, you know, not many people hear a Jay-Z album and say, oh, that's classic, that's the shit. You know, most people say, oh, it's all right, and then you
right.
see him 3 days later, it's like, oh, damn, it's a little better than I thought. Then you
right.
hear it a week later, like, oh, it's the best album I ever heard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, you know, as far as that goes, like, it might be awesome, classic, and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, but the whole standards, because the dude is 42.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So we're not going to make that shit that you can... I take that back. You can do that, but if you know what I mean, but you can put it in your car when you get in the wheel.
He's in another class, man. He's a class person.
And he takes
you
there.
He tries to put your mind into his classic situations. You know what I'm saying?
Ding, ding, ding.
You know what I mean? So it's not, you know, I'm talking about for myself. You know what I mean? I'm a Jay-Z fan, and like I say, a lot of people don't know, but I wasn't before. Like, I just listened to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't hear him. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was just on some whole other shit. I was Tupac. I was, shit, how long will they bore me? Well, I'm going to tell you, Pac. I'm going to tell you. Shit, you know what I mean? But my main man, Fresh Air, the People's Player, was like, hey, man, you know, school yourself. He blessed me with a couple jams, and I schooled myself. And I'm like, this motherfucker is nice. But now, after, you know, I was like, what, 9 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So now, after 9 years, you know, I will argue that he's the best out.
He told, you know what I'm saying? He be done said something. Like, something like you said, damn, the week 3 days later, he be like, yeah, he said that?
Right.
And like you say, you know what I mean? Like you said the best, you know, the dude, like, he tries to bring you to where he, like, you already in your element. So whoever you are, whether you, me, or SP, or, you know what I mean, you, Kickstand, or J5, or whoever you are, you in that Ray B. Whoever you are, you in that element. You feel what I'm saying? But then when you put him in, you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm in this element, but this dude is talking about this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? But whether you got Jay-Z money or you got, you know what I'm saying, nobody money, he makes you try. He pushes his point on you.
Right.
That's what makes him great. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people dumb themselves down, or a lot of people, you know, go pop.
Right. Right.
Pause, you know what I mean? A lot of people go pop, you know what I mean, and make you, you know, and just conform to who you are and don't grow with it all, but Jay-Z doesn't do that, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So, like you say, big shout out to the boy Hov, it's just tripped out, you know what I'm saying? For him to be at the Carnegie Hall with a live, with a 31-piece orchestra, did I say that?
Right.
I forgot, something like that, 30,
yeah.
30-some-odd pieces,
yeah.
You know what I mean, orchestra, you know, and that's all from Marshall Projects, coming from
the motherfucking Marshall Projects. That's exactly what I'm saying. It comes from the hood. You know what I'm saying? His hood's grown. You know what I mean? Like, this rose really grew in the concrete. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for real, no pop. You know, it really, really grew in the concrete. So, you know, fam elevates itself. And it's kind of like, you know, with me on the local side. And I don't compare myself to him, but I'm just saying, with me, it's just, you know, it's an easy comparison. So it's like with me on the local side, like, I be making music that be over people's heads. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think my music is over everybody's head.
So
unless you just understand.
Let's talk to some music. We come back and talk about Mac Miller. Mac Miller supposedly got a joint with one of your favorite, or one of my favorite artists. You know what I mean? We'll talk about that in a minute. You know what I mean? Let's think about Mac Miller before we go into that.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. You know what? I got a record today from the boy P.I., man, Currency Cartel, called Pure Player. Yeah, and it's one of them records, man. So I'm going to play that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get right back to you.
I love this underground shit, man.
You know what it is. To the world free. That's what it is. Make rap like this.
Hot bun.
So hurry and call now for our special offer.
And Jandy.
took views on that commercial was not paying because my legal don't break, yo. I'm a white water keep back in the building.
Hey, that was my man, P.I., Reverend Curtis Cartel, Spirit Player, Joint Pot.
Joint Super Crazy.
They're some friends of ours, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, you know how it is. We fuck with Currency Cartel for real, for real. Oh, man.
Real cool dude, man.
Yeah, Q?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Real live boss.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Real live boss. You know? So, yeah, big shout out to the boys at Currency Cartel, man. It looked like everybody's just listening. Don't nobody want to talk, so that's cool.
This kind of days always, you know, I feel like, well, damn, at the same time, like, damn, that's dope. You know what I mean? That means we kind of doing our job, you know,
right,
as far as kicking that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like I was going to say before we left, two things, you know what I mean? I'm going to transition from the homeboy Lil Wayne, you know. Lil Wayne right now, well, yesterday on Valentine's Day,
right,
he proposed to his girlfriend of, quote-unquote, a long time. I don't know what a long time is.
Right.
I'm assuming it's the same girl from the Laker game on Christmas Day.
Right. Was it when he had the boots on?
When he had those boots on.
Did y'all see if she had an Adam's apple?
I see. That's good.
Hey, man, they been saying dudes talking about coming out the closet or something like that. When I seen dudes with the boots
on. I show the photo. You already know.
Oh, shit. Hey, so, hey, you got
to go, no, boys. Thank you. It was quite a great.
Oh, shit. Hey, S&P is nuts, man. Hey, so this is how we do it every Wednesday, man. Legal Dope Radio, you know what it is. www.legaldoperadio.com.
Or,
you know what I'm saying? Hit us up on the line. You already know what it is. 858-947-6620. Call in and get addicted, man. Fuck with your boys, man. Hey, so look, I just got a record. I just got a new Ben 1 record.
Ben 1 is a friend of the Legal Dope Boys.
Big friend of the Legal Dope Radio. Shout out to his manager, D. You know what I'm saying? She hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Said she had a new record on Ben 1. And I'm actually listening to it right now in the headphones, and it's crazy. It's him, John Blue, and Shauna.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the homegirl, Shauna. Saw her at Flanagan's in the hood. You know, she came through, did her thing, ripped the mic, you know what I mean? Just all shit.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Shauna.
Big shout out to Shauna, man. Hey, so, I'm listening to it right now, man. I think I'm going to play it. We'll play it a little later on. Probably second hour.
Okay.
Oh, this is crazy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely play that a little later on.
Hey, so before I was interrupted by my homeboy and his female, I'm telling y'all about Lil Wayne, bubble tooth girl. She said yes, her name is Dia.
Right.
You know, I said if indeed it is the girl from, you know, Lakers Day, Christmas Day, the Laker game.
Right.
Attractive, you know what I mean? Fair skin.
Right.
Pause. You know what I mean? Fair skin. Speaking of fair skin, pretty women, Christina Milian also just signed with YMCMB.
Yeah, yeah.
She's down with Young Money right now. She said the way it happened was kind of dope. It was at a party. Drake was performing, you know what I mean? And Lil Wayne got up there and, you know, kind of just announced it. It was a surprise to her, too. She had no clue. You know what I mean? She said, we just signed Christina Milian to a deal. You know what I mean? She's rocking with us now. And he said what I just said, the whole, you know, pretty face, you know, she can act. And she can sing, not to mention she's a songwriter, you know what I mean? So, big shout out to Lil Wayne for reaching out, you know, to help people out because, you know.
Hey, Wayne be making moves.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say that.
A lot of people don't know the whole Bruno Mars situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got a situation, you know what I mean?
You know, and I also saw the, Busta Rhymes run today.
Right.
You know, where he be snapping the song with Chris Brown, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You know, Cash Money record, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, influenced by Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? So, like, the boy does his homework. I'll just put it that way. The boy does his homework. You can feel how you want to feel about him. The boy does his homework, you know what I mean? Let's do it.
Got a couple callers on the line. Looks like a couple people got bold. Let's see what it is, man. Let's go 254. 254, you on the line with the Legal Dope Boys.
What's the business? I ain't talked to y'all in a long time. Miss T, Dallas, Texas.
Texas. Miss T from Texas. Miss T from Texas.
Yep, it's me. What's good with y'all?
Oh, man, you know, we're trying to make it. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good, trying to get my little boy in my room, watch some damn Phineas and Ferb. Other than that, I'm just chilling. My homegirl, Coco Chanel, back up there and left me in the D.
Oh, shit.
Trying to come visit y'all in the next couple of months or so.
All right, big shout out to Coco Chanel. I rode past her in traffic the other day, too.
How you?
How you been, though? It's been a while, like you said.
I've been doing all right. Got through the holidays, party for the new year, and, you know, trying to do the right thing for the 2012, you know, a few changes.
What it is.
Definitely got to be a professional sucker duck in 2012, because that shit gets annoying.
Ha, yeah, a lot of. And I need to visit me a whole new breed of types of people.
Yeah, you got to. Actually, we made a change at Legal Dope Radio. Miss T from Texas. We actually got a third host now. Boy, that's to the peers in the building. Just so everybody don't know who, you know, Miss T is one of our long-time callers and long-time Legal Dope supporters. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, welcome to the Legal Dope Hour. The homeboy asks to the peers in the building. Just so y'all know, you know what it is. LegalDopeRadio.com. Yeah. Yeah.
It feels good to be a veteran at this supporting thing.
You've been down with us like four flats, you know what I'm saying?
That was well put, too, because you're definitely a veteran. You fuck with us the long way.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling and staying addicted with us, you know what I mean, through the break, you know, just the beginning and all of that shit. I really appreciate you.
Okay.
Fuck
you.
Fuck off my line. Next call.
Miss T dropped out. Somebody else came in.
I was about to say
something.
Let's
do it.
Fuck it. 804, you on the line.
Hold up. 804, you live?
I'm being entertained, but this entertainment.
804, you live?
Huh?
804.
What?
What's happening?
What happened?
Legal Dope Radio.
Yeah, I was just calling to, you know, give y'all them shouts out. I'm hearing y'all doing y'all thing.
I appreciate it. Just state your name one more time. We kind of got crossed up, I guess. What's your name, baby?
I say this, Entertain. Can you hear me? Is my Boots phone messing up?
Oh, shit.
Hey, nah, but you know what? We appreciate you calling in. Where you calling from?
From Chicago. I'm calling to put it down. I got to make sure everybody know about the No Limit Records coming into town this weekend. So I'm just, putting the word out. He's going to be here on Friday and Saturday. On Friday, there's a meet and greet that's going on at Max Records on the west side.
Okay.
Then you can do dinner with No Limit. That's going on in Greektown Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Then on Saturday, you can perform for him from 5 to 9 p.m. at Brown Sugars.
Right.
And then at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can perform from Sean Sanders. That's the Midwest A&R for No Limit Forever Records. So, you know, peeing them out there right now. They reestablished in 2011 from No Limit to No Limit Forever. They signed it. They got about 10 to 12, I think, acts. And they looking right now. They looking for, you know, their next best thing. And that could be anybody from Chicago, Indiana. Right now they in the Midwest. And I'm trying to make sure that my city get on. So that's why I'm putting the word out.
That's what's up. Well, give us the address for Brown Sugar so people know how to get in tune.
Yeah, Brown Sugar is 2674 West Madison Street. And that's right at California and Madison Street. At 10 p.m. after Brown Sugar, if you can't make that event from 5 to 9, we over at ITC. That's located 5429 West Madison Street, right next door to Max Records. That's Saturday night. You can perform for him at Entertain's Big B-Day Bash. And that's from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. hosted by Psychodrama Sad.
Psychodrama Sad. Yeah, I did. Okay, I think I know who you are.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, but that's real good information. Like I say, this is an outlet for underground hip-hop. You know what I mean? So all you underground hip-hop dudes is really trying to get it in.
And women.
And, you know, and women, of course. All you underground hip-hoppers, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All you underground hip-hoppers that want to get in tune, man. You know how to podcast this. Go back later on tonight. Pick it up. You know, go to LegalDopeRadio.com. Pick up the podcast and get that solid information. Because Entertain came through with solid information. You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Legal Dope Radio. So, yeah, y'all, thank you for listening to me. Text 678-704-5900. Text No Limit to 678-704-5900, and they'll get back with you with all the details. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. We do appreciate you.
And I don't think y'all heard. That was Peace he was talking about.
Right.
Like, you know, the black Bill Gates, the first one. Everybody called himself that. You know, he was talking about the first black Bill Gates. You know,
right.
I'm talking about solid gold 24K ceilings.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Get addicted.
Right.
What's wrong with y'all?
Hey, so, like, you know, she said this. She said, Sai going to be hosting, you know, the party. And like I say, if you didn't get the information, don't trip, don't scramble, don't run to hurt yourself, don't stump your toe trying to get a pin. All you got to do is go to LegalDopeRadio.com and go ahead and snatch that podcast. All you got to do is click the iTunes button if you got iTunes. It'll automatically podcast your shit every single Wednesday. I'm sorry, every single Wednesday night right around, well, might as well say Thursday because it's like after midnight it podcasts. So, like I say, that's big news right there. So go there, get that, go down there, fuck with the boy Sai. Speaking of psychodrama, speaking of Chi-Town, speaking of legends, the boy Durex sent me the Slow Down record. He got a video for this.
I was just going to say that. Did I text you that day?
Yeah. He got a video for this. He got a video for this. And just go to YouTube and, you know, search Durex, Durex, Slow Down. You know what I'm saying? The video is crazy. And the song is crazier. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead and get to that right now. You know what it is. It's that that Durex, Slow Down. From the boy Durex, from Tracks of Ink, Get Addicted. May rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Go down right now, come round, go fuck around, get your ass down, 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Slow down.
Any second. back and I'm about to go off. And then I'm a straight tap. We ain't gonna knock a pendulum, hit him when I attack. Cock back, take aim and hit him up with the Mac.
Slow down.
Fuck you mean slow down? Bitch is about to go down right now. Come round, gon' fuck around, get your ass down. 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground. Most of these dudes is fake. Go ahead and choose your fate. I come with tools that are bruised and straight up chew your face. Too many rules to break. Somebody gon' lose today. Only way to escape is motherfuckers move to space. Send rockets to the moon. My goons will come through and spray. Bust like balloons as soon as they think it's cool. It ain't. Them demons come in complete with thuffles. We keep for hunting. And I keep them haunted. Demonic intentions. And I keep them gunning. I flip them and give them a frown. Hit them and spin them around. No hesitation. The hell is your destination. Devastation when I take them to town. Tell them clowns that I'll pipe it down. They might get drowned. Fuck around, get down. 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Slow down.
Any second I'm about to go off. And then I'm a straight tap. We ain't gonna like a pendulum. Hit them when they attack. Cut back, take aim and hit them up with the mat.
Slow down.
Bitch is about to go down right now. Come round, gon' fuck around, get your ass down. 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Slow down.
Any second I'm about to go off, and then I'm a straight tap. We ain't gonna knock a pendulum, hit him when they attack. Cut back, take aim, and hit him up with the mat.
Slow down.
Fuck you mean slow down? Bitch is about to go down right now. Come round, gon' fuck around, get your ass down. 6 feet up in the motherfucking ground.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
crazy going off, boy.
Shout out to my homeboy Direct. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man KJ too. I was with him the other day. You know, me and Direct go back like rocking chairs and spinal cords. You know what I mean?
ACDC T-shirt.
And my man, the first thing he did when he got in the car with me, I seen him in a while. He said, "Man, you still be hollering at Direct?" And I had to tell him, "Yes, that's still my man." You know, so that's a big shout out to Direct. The boy still got it on the mic. You know what I mean? Super stupid, stupid. Legendary Trikster production.
Yeah. We got tracks all over this bitch. Tracks all over the show tonight. The Mickey Halstead record is tracks. The No ID. The Direct record is tracks.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm glad you said that. With it being almost halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the biggest news of the week, probably of the year. You know what I'm saying? It was the passing of Whitney Houston.
Right.
You know, and it's halftime. Normally, Stan will come in and do his news thing.
News.
You feel what I'm saying? We already touched on the loss of Whitney Houston. Like I said, great loss to the family of music itself. You dig? Let's talk about your tribute song and how it came about. You know what I mean? Because I know I talked to you when you was going to do it, and I pulled up on you, you was done with it. And I seen you write tracks, you know, in minutes per se, or, you know, sometimes days. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to get into that feeling. You know what I mean? Talk about the track, man, because it's Twista featuring Sean Lennon, a.k.a. Quarter to Great.
Right. I just, actually, I was just loading up music for the show. And it was probably about 11 o'clock last night. And I was loading up music for the show. And Freddie Free had put something in the inbox and shit. On the Gmail account, so and it was the Whitney Houston record. So I listened to it, and he told me, you know, Fred, he normally just give me shit that it's an open 16 on because he be wanting to hear me with other people.
Right.
So I thought it was one of them records. You know what I'm saying? And he just left an open 16, and he wanted me to do a verse to it. But then I was listening to it, and halfway through the hook, the dude say, you know, I told Tracks to leave an extra 16 bars open for you. You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm talking to you.
Right. You know what I mean? And then he said, like he was talking to me. I'm like, all right, just, you know, I'm a little on the, I'm a little elevated right now, so you know, I'm tripping. But then I listened to it, and I'm like, dang, this dude actually left 16 open for anybody to spit on, you know. And he said, jump on the track with me. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I jumped on the track with him. I like it. You know, I'm a player for y'all. If y'all like it, let me know. If you don't, let me know. But this is me and Twista, man. It's a tribute to Whitney Houston. And like I say, I wrote the verse in like 12 minutes, maybe 13. And just, you know, it was one of them type of things, though. So you know what it is, man. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Get it there.
Rest in peace to the late, great Whitney Houston. We just
lost one of heaven's
things.
It's a shame.
Twister,
y'all.
Your way. So
you're still so young.
But I know.
I can't see.
I'll think of you every step of the way.
Here we go. What? Somebody told me Whitney Houston died. Can't believe to tell you how quickly tears went through my eyes. She was getting better, now it's really just blew aside. I still ain't got over Don Cornelius' suicide. So where do I start it? Dearly departed, one of heaven's angels for sure, who was really your artist. Loving the way that my mama would say she could sing in the way it was magical. Ain't nobody like you, nobody before you and nobody after you. Can never come near it, not here in the flesh, but you with us in spirit. So sad to hear it, I'm choking up while I come up with these lyrics. And though she blessed the earth in this time to let heaven prosper, I still wish somebody was there to protect her. Kevin Costner, who? Clive Davis, who? Bobby Brown. Her mama and her daughter Whitney is where God be now. Such a short time, don't want her to be this way. But if she was here, then she would probably say,
if I should say, I would.
If you want to say rest in peace to Whitney Houston, I had tracks to leave 16 bars open on this song, so that you could do so with me. So get your verses ready, hop on a track with me, and pay a tribute to the late great Whitney Houston.
And I will never forget the day that I heard about it. I couldn't quite find an outlet to tell my brother about it. So Hail Mary, Mother of Grace, the look on my mama's face was like her sister died. I'm waiting on her to exhale. I hold her close, say, my she cool. Remember what you said about the other side, and how she happy now she close to God. And she can have that long talk with her father. That's what you told me, mom. She gave a sense of pride, and for that I found it easy to grab a pen and tell her queen just how I feel inside. So to Mama Houston, I pray to God that you and your family are strong in this time of loss. That's what she in mind. A music genre that was redefined. So we toast to a legend, and I hope to see you on the other side. And to the princess that was left behind, hold your hand. I like your mama with baby girl. This was you and mine.
Lennon, featuring Twista, you know what I mean? Produced by Traxton Production, tribute to Whitney Houston. That right there was beautiful, fam. You know what I mean? That was great. We're going to go right to a caller off of that. 445 caller, you on the air?
Hello?
445, what's happening?
What up, man? How y'all doing over there, my niggas?
Is that ironic?
How you motherfuckers doing over there, motherfucker?
GT,
how my nigga doing, baby?
What it do, boy?
Nothing much, man. I was just calling to say, man, I like to hear that, you know, that real good music, man. I'm happy to hear that you motherfuckers are still doing it. Without you motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't have no hope in these fucking lonely-ass streets.
Right.
Real,
man.
Hey, man.
I had a request.
They sent
me the record, man. What happened?
Yeah, I did send it to you, man. It should have came in your in a text message. I mean, in your email. Check your email.
It's in the Gmail account?
Yeah, it's in the Gmail account, and it should be like one of the first attachment you should find, man. That'll be me, son.
Yeah,
What is it though? What's the name? What name do it come through under?
It comes through under Ransom. Ransom, like ransom money. You'll see it. It's right there, baby. And I made that song for my nigga, the Fresh Air, the People's Player.
My man, what's up with Erotic? How are you, famo?
Oh man, same shit, man. You know, kicking the bitch in the ass, making cash. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, it ain't nothing on there.
Oh, did you get the email?
I got the email, but there's nothing attached to it.
Oh wow. Try to open it up again or something. It should be. It probably came in through.
Right?
You said what?
It's called Ransom, right?
You got it.
Yeah, but it's just the word Ransom, and it's under B. Wiley, right?
It's under what?
Your Gmail account?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't no record on there.
I'm gonna have it resent right now. How long I got to send it through?
We gonna end this business at about 11 something. So you know.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna have it sent within the next 15 minutes.
That's what it is, then.
My niggas, man, y'all motherfuckers be spooled, my nigga. Keep playing that heat, nigga. Love it.
Know what it is, Ronick? Holler at you, baby.
Hey, that was the boy GT Ronick, man. Hey, I'm very interested in hearing what this dude is about to send.
Hey, my man just called and dropped 72 motherfuckers.
Hey,
big time to Ronick, man.
Dude dropped 72 motherfuckers on us, man. Hey, so we got another caller, man. Let's just keep the callers rolling. We talk shit, not even. So let's just keep the callers rolling. Let's see.
Big sounds erotic, man. Yeah, let's roll. Hey, they've been holding on for a long time. 20 minutes, too, man.
865, you on the line.
What it do, Judge?
Oh, man, that's my home team. What up, Mo? What it do, baby? You know me, man. Tell me legal dope how I do, man. Yes, sir. What up, B-Shun?
Man, you already know, man. You lucky I got the whip.
So check it out. It's good time and most because you broke the news to me over the weekend. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people call in, you know what I mean? Shout out to Nene. She called in and said something about it a couple weeks ago. And everybody in the whole hood know, fam. But let's go ahead and break the news right now about my homie, man. It's all up to you, Joe. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Everybody out there, Ray G woke up out of his coma, y'all. He talking on the phones and shit. He was great, y'all.
Oh, man, that's beautiful, man.
Because, like I say, most a lot of motherfuckers, you know that I fuck with Ray G the long way, you know what I'm saying? So people just was hollering at me, you know what I mean, and, you know, asking me about the shit, which is cool. I ain't got a problem with that, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool that the homie woke up and that you could break the news and leave with those things because, like I say, I won't even tell nobody on some secretive shit, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Straight up. What's going on out there, though?
Shit chilling, man, sipping on this bottle shot. That shit was hot, baby. I like that.
Hey, man, that's love. You know what it is, though.
For sure.
We ain't no shit, man. Tell them legal dope, man. We got another hour or so of this shit, man. We gonna make it pop. You know how we do it, Joe.
For sure. I'm on air, baby.
Hey, I appreciate that, too, man, because you fresh back in town and you been getting addicted, brother. It's your second week straight and you going hard with it.
Hell yeah. Hey, get that text out. Send that text out, nigga, too, you know what I'm saying? Pop that text to a couple people you know, you know what I'm saying? Tell them get a dick.
For sure.
I got you, baby.
I got a request. My man, Moose, how about you, Joe? Hey, stay on the line, fam. I know I ain't got to tell you that because you're addicted, my dude.
But, all right.
Chesh, hey, I got a request, man. Only because I just saw it. I can't even front.
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear Kiss My Ass, man?
Yeah, it's on there.
You said it like I got to wait. Damn, I want to hear that, man. That's my shit, man.
Fuck it. That's what it is, man. It's that quarter key, man. It's off of Legal Dope 2 mixtape. It's Fresh Air. The People's Player is hosting. So, he's putting that thing together. So, this is off of that record. You know,
hey, Moose, get a part of this, man. Talk about some heat. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is my ass, man. Shout out to the boy, Pimp C, man. RIP Pimp C. Get addicted.
Now, if you want a diss, man, get on with me, go on and do it. But in between me and them other dudes is this. You're going to diss me, and I'm going to come see you, Jack. You gonna get some other dude, they gonna play lip rapper with you. So if you want it, man, come on with it. If you want it with me, come on with me. And we gonna see in the end, cause you gonna smell my cologne. It's in the yacht.
Yeah, look, I don't give a fuck what you niggas got. I got this, man. I got that, man. I'm so rich, man. 50 rich off water, JR Fabric. The rest of these cats are talking about it, they ain't got it. Niggas need to stop dancing, get back to the rapping. Lil Wayne trying hard, Joe, but ain't shit happening. Simon is keeping it coming, but it don't make sense to it. When the people buying records ain't the people that get you. Before I go any further, man, y'all must pay attention. I ain't dissing nobody, so y'all really must listen. Kanye hella cocky, can't tell him nothing. What the nigga moving? Better ask him something. Better ask him something. Better call up Fifth and ask him to write you a hook, and maybe you'll do 6, 7, 8. I don't know how many games did, and don't tell a nigga I diss him. Say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but tell him kiss my ass. I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
How it is, kid. This 10 hottest is bullshit. The top 5 is a lie. Wayne over 10. Come on, man, y'all killing me. The mixtape masked over the sound scan killer. Who more relevant, nigga? Saying 50 in the bottom 5. Ain't that a bitch? Just so they don't give a shit. Slow down, son, you're killing them. How about I go faster? Twista and Jamie was joking, they came up with a classic. Mims was hot for a second, ringtone with platinum. The music ain't saying you know the nigga went double plastic. South this, south that, I love the south and it's true. But niggas download the music, you can walk it out too. The pimp and the bun, the ball and the G, the Dre and the boy. The only living legends I would ever employ. Man, quarter the key, you crazy. Nah, homie, the music is. And don't say I was dissing rappers, say I told it like it is. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
It's the third verse.
Hell yeah, fuck rap. The game is so dirty, I don't want that shit up on my back. Since Eminem did it, ain't nobody brought a diamond plaque. Back to the hood, it's like I've been Sierra Leone. Hard as fuck to get a deal if you come up with a song about dancing high. It's not a fucking flaw in your song. I don't dance, so the chances of your boy getting on,
slim to none.
I'm better off just grabbing my gun, load it up and get these niggas in the industry one. And if you think I'm dissing, I suggest you get me, son. It's nothing, we can shoot it out and talk it out. What I would do if I were you is blow some drone, walk it out.
Quarter key, you tripping, man, you never put an album out. You really think I give a fuck? Do you hear what they talking about? I'm
talking about bad bitches and dope, fuck that fake shit.
And don't tell them I'm dissing labels, say I told it like it is.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him kiss my ass.
I'm gonna tell it like it is, cause I don't give a fuck. I mean, no disrespect, but I must really tell the truth. The industry, it sucks. I may not get a deal, but
tell him I said that.
Hey, the pimp said, you go this deep, and I'm gonna come to you, Jack. I
have to
say, you niggas
go for lip
rap. Hey, so you know what it is, man. You back in the building with the Legal Dope Boys, man. It's your boy Corey, the greatest building. Mr. May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Where's your people's player? And
your boy S to the motherfucking P.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. The number one stage of underground hip-hop R&B in this bitch. You know how to get to them. Get it to them with us at www.legaldoperadio.com or give us a call at 858-947-6620. Press 1 if you want to talk. Speaking of talking, we got somebody been holding for a minute.
I was going to say, I think we did that. That might be yeah, that's pretty well. Because, you know, somebody got something to say again. If I left something.
I think so. Is that you, Entertain? That's you?
Hell nah, bro. He's suave.
The lyrics is.
What's poppin', boy? You got me on hold so long, I better be calling 12. Let me get some free tickets, like, free CDs,
he got it. I can't make it over
Yeah, we got a turkey coupon. You can get you a 69-cent big goat.
I don't need no big goats. You got to give me a free legal dope compilation or something.
Oh, man, you know what? You can go to...
Cracking with y'all, my niggas.
Squad, what's shaking, family?
Shit, tuning in. You know I try to support what I can. This shit ain't nothing to talk about. So, tuning in to y'all niggas tripping on y'all.
My man, how you been, though, family? It's been a minute.
Man, chilling, you know what I'm saying, working, just wrapped up my album and shit, you know what I'm saying, the mixing process, so just getting this shit together the right way.
All right, so now, shit changed, bro,
still the same, different weather.
Hey, right, so now we got beef, man, why you ain't send me no hot joint or nothing, man, what's to that, man?
Come on, man, I just sent the record like 15 minutes ago. I sent the intro of the album featuring Buck from Psychodrum.
Oh, okay, man.
Hey,
where you send it?
I sent it to Squad email, because that shit y'all got on the site, that Mr. Period Legal Radio shit, that came back as a fail. That ain't no good.
Oh, so you sent it to Squad?
Yeah.
MrLegalRadio.com?
Mr. Legal Dope. Whatever I got you listed in my Gmail, found my web, I sent you the beat at the first time. That's where it's at, because the link y'all got on the site, when I sent it there, it came back as a fail.
That's terrible. Not to look into that.
Yeah. Well, it's never other than that, bro. Like I said, that shit changed. That's P, what up,
hey,
baby?
Hey, Fly, I was tripping out today.
Man. Say it again, QT. Say what?
Say, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. But I was tripping the other day because you was one of the first motherfuckers to ever call in the Legal Dope Radio. Like,
man, that's okay, man. I mean, in order to receive support, you got to get support, you know what I'm saying? So whatever niggas is doing, you know what I'm saying, to better position themselves, shit, why not support that, you know what I'm saying? You'd be an asshole not to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I see you doing something to solidify yourself as more than just an artist. And shit, I'm all for it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm always do that.
What it is, man. Hey, so you know what I do. Whenever one of the friends in the dope house comes through, we ain't got one of the records right now loaded up, but I definitely got a record with the boy Swad, the lyrics is corny.
And it's a good tease too, because what's gonna happen is that's gonna be the feature song of the next week. You know what I mean? It's the intro and you got the homeboy Buck too. Another friend of the Legal Dope Radio show, so we definitely gonna pop that off, you feel me?
That's what's up, bro. You're going to have to hit up with the other record we did, too, though, QK. I mean, why not debut it? You know what I'm saying? Because the response is ridiculous, bro. So.
And, you know, I just be holding shit in my little, you know, in the archive. And you know what I mean? Like, that's on you. That's your record. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm going to release that motherfucker, bro. We all gravy on this thing now. We just had to get the business right on it. You know what I'm saying? The business had to get all the way right for it. You know what I'm saying? So now the business is right for it. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely able to be unleashed on the world. You got Dan that shoot a video for it too, my nigga.
Man, I'm gonna need to be in the video, man.
My man, it's not a problem, shit. It's just a matter of showing your face.
Yeah, I'm in there. Face gonna be all up in the camera. Hey, what's up with
that?
I need that, man.
Say it again.
I said, what's up with the album, man? When is it dropping, man? I need that, man.
I mean, I don't know yet, bro. I mean, at this point, you know what I'm saying, if it's going to be a motherfucker to financially back it, then it'll come out when they say so. You know what I'm saying? If it's all on me, I said I was going to release it on April 20th. You know what I'm saying? I was going to put it out on Smoke Day because that motherfucker smoked. You know what I'm saying? So if between now and then I get somebody that say, nah, they want to do something bigger with it, then it'll come out when they say so, you know what I'm saying? But the singles is out there, you know what I'm saying? I got about 3 records that I'm testing the water with, you know what I'm saying, that niggas can download from either the Reverb Nation or from the SoundCloud and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So go check it out and download it, bro. It's out there. Just trying to make sure everything go right this time around.
I mean, if they ever swallow and tell them exactly where they can go get a bar, because we know you dope, you know what I'm saying? Do me a favor and let everybody know how to exactly find you on the Reverb, how to find you on the book, how to find you on the SoundCloud and whatnot.
Well, she said, you just put my name in, bro. So all the lyricists, I try to keep it as simple as possible. I don't need people talking about I couldn't find you and shit. So just put my name in and whatever search engine you use, and I should pop up on numerous sites, and then they all tie in with each other, you know what I'm saying? You go from there. And reach out with your boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here getting it in.
Hey, so I'll tell you what, man. They ain't going to say it, but I'm going to say it, brother. I know they feel this shit. I appreciate you calling and checking in with the Dope Boys family.
It's not a problem, bro, anytime.
Man, swallow
the lyrics. Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does?
Please
don't,
Brady.
Last time.
Dope Boys. Featuring swallow the lyrics.
This is your brain.
Yes.
This is
all
drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Talk about whack. You lying through your teeth, you never talk about facts. I keep a pocket full, you never talk about stacks. The next time you see me, hope you take it all back.
Hate a problem, you rappers too hesitant. Hoes say the flow is benevolent. Treat it like a president.
Yeah.
Standing right here, where the hell you been? One in the chamber, clip got 11 friends. I dare you to bring that tough talk. Forensics to bring enough chalk. Get your ass after I stretch your ass. The kid don't respect your ass.
Why?
I perfect my craft.
Yeah.
That's why I spit it how I wanna spit it.
Difference between me and
what?
You, little rapper, you don't live it.
Oh.
Hit a hunger in my flow, can you feel the spirit?
Yeah.
Putting bumps on your body when you stand near it.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Losing never been the option.
Menace of the scene, fam. You can call me Dennis Rodman.
Q-Keezy,
rap
is too easy. The most anticipated rap artist is Jeezy. It's me.
D-I-L-A double D. Fuck with me. Cause I got what you want in my double B. A-G, free pay A-G. When it come to dollars, I add Stacy. And the kush be stanky. Always high, if not, I'm cranky.
To the top, I'm aiming.
Trust me, I won't miss.
See, your vision is blurred, I'm fully focused.
Sit back and watch a star rise. If my memory right, I got a hard drive. A good work ethic, see, I work with it. I feel I'm the best, and I'm my worst critic. It's the first nigga, and my work killer. He said he got 7, but I'ma work with him.
Okay.
This herb hitting, I swear I be high like herb.
Okay, Young Guns, it's what the streets named us. And I am Billy the Kid of this outfit, I make you famous. So you can pull your stool up and shine it up, your banger. But no, I gon' put Picasso with pieces, so step your game up. The law started rhyming, I found it in North Chicago. Posted on the block with the hustlers, pimps and winos. Blood like I know, beef over cheese and lettuce, a few sales. My niggas in soft tacos. Mr. Legal 2 for the 15, Quado. Classic like a portrait prepared by Sir Leonardo. Dope man, dope man. Normal phrase to follow. Cocaine, rap game.
We ain't promised tomorrow. Mr. Low End, yeah, I'm reppin' Chicago. 7 of the hottest MCs, my nigga, I know. Better run me that cash, I'm talking Prano.
The flow is like a 3-piece suit with Ferragamo.
I go harder with mine. Can't speak on your life cause I'm starring in mine.
See my face on a flyer, just a sign
of the time.
I'm building my brand one bar at a time.
One bread. And I ain't got no artists. Because of the fact right now I go the hardest. I'm the chairman of the board and the top is the target. An expensive hotel room taking out the garbage. My lifestyle's so plush. So who the fuck are y'all to be talking about bucks? Ain't never made a dime so you talk about trust. I'm the sequel to the secret life you talk about us. Talk about whack. You lying to your teeth, you never talk about facts. I keep a pocket full, you never talk about sacks. The next time you see me, I'll take it all back.
I'm the Chicago Fire, they saying he hot. In the whip, puffy like my sidekick, D-Dot. Pants are size big with 3 knots like saying no. I still hustle, man, like I'm from the 5th floor. Get doors, it's meant to me eventually. Gassed up like I'm on empty if you tempt me. I still take you out of this world like rockets. Still toe to steel, but I ain't what a sock fit. Never been a rookie, I'm profit, so I profit. You on the other hand on no shit till I drop it. I'm being honest, I'm shit, you never flush. Half full of empty till you level up. My floor is a ceiling, I'm always a level up.
When I cut a bit, still never bezel up. For the fuck a bit, put sun down like sevens up. My crew is adrenaline, you ain't never had a rush. Get your shit put on the curb like an eviction. It ain't a game, but I point and play with the piston. Ask who is it, like I'm at your door, wanna visit. Fix metal like I'm on a show for exhibit. But you'll never pimp this rider, I'm a lone star. Plastic, make them talk numbers, it ain't a phone card. You ain't known by far, so get your quest map. Before I let the auto tune like I'm an impressed rap.
I have my shit on. Hey, this is your boy Corey. Hey, he's so fresh on the phone right now. I have church and shit. Hey, man, fresh air's in the building. Talking about some old BET shit that he was in the audience for. S to the P is in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boy Corey is great in the building. Hey, so that was Dope Wars. That also will be on. No, Dope Wars is on the District 187 mixtape. I'm sure.
Dope Wars is featuring, like I said,
a bunch of motherfuckers.
Man. Corey the Great was on the thing. Right.
It's two parts. I'm going to go in order. It was Suave Lyrics is first, D-Lad, Corey the Great, Wonder Bread Boy, Draz. Then part two starts off with Block Light, Lad Again.
I get high a lot, high like Michael got my weed good like Tupac, hiding spot. Tupac, hiding spot?
Keisha Tuco, happy birthday today. Today is Keisha Tuco's birthday. She's on the part two. Staff is on part two. And Boom Mac takes part two out. He talks it out for us. So,
I'm going to pitch it now. I'm too like, what's
yeah.
The deal, man?
Yeah, she snapped. And I ain't got that one coming up. She snapped. I'm going to play that one next week.
Uh-huh.
She just had a baby, though, man. So, you know. Enter their birthday. That's dope. Turn her baby to her birthday month.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
Samaj. That's a hard name, man.
That's hard.
We said it again last week. Keisha Tuco is a friend of the Dope Show. Her baby's name is James backwards,
right?
Which is Samaj. And like I said, we don't quite know what the significance of the whole James thing is,
right.
But that's just hard in itself. 672, couple seconds, you'll be on the air.
Hopefully she'll call in one day and let us know. Somebody tell Keisha Tuco to call our phone. 627, you on the line.
What up, though?
What it do? Who this?
Hey, this your boy, T-Boy.
Hey, my man. What's up with your family?
What's happening? I just wanted to say congratulations to y'all, man. Y'all doing it big. You know, y'all giving the streets what they need. Man, keep coming with that heat.
I appreciate you, bro. Hey, I just spoke you up. I don't even know if you was on the air. I spoke to you up talking about that new direct drug we just played. You know,
direct
what I told
him. Yeah, I was listening, baby boy. That shit was hot, too. Shout out to Direct, you know, keep coming with that fire. Also, shit, Quarter to Great, that Whitney tribute, that shit was hot. If you can, go ahead and run that back for us.
You need to run it back for you, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I do shit like that. You thought it was the wrong part. I'm trigger happy with this shit.
That's what's up.
Rest in peace to the late great Whitney Houston. We just lost one of heaven's babies. It's a shame. Twister, y'all.
Your way. So
still so young.
But
I can't believe
I think of you.
Somebody told me Whitney Houston died. Can't believe to tell you how quickly tears went through my eyes. She was getting better, now it's really just blew aside. I still ain't got over Don Cornelius' suicide. So where do I start it? Where? Dearly departed, one of heaven's angels for sure, who was really your artist. Loving the way that my mama would say she could sing in the way it was magical. Ain't nobody like you, nobody before you and nobody after you. Can never come near it, not here in the flesh, but you with us in spirit. So sad to hear it, I'm choking up while I come up with these lyrics. And though she blessed the earth in this time to let heaven prosper, I still wish somebody was there to protect her. Kevin Costner, Clive Davis, Bobby Brown. Her mama and her daughter, Whitney is where God be now. Such a short time, don't want her to be this way. But if she was here, then she would probably say,
if I should say, I would only.
If you want to say rest in peace to Whitney Houston, I had tracks at least 16 bars open on this song so that you could do so with me. So
get your verses ready. Hop on the track with me. Pay a tribute to the late great Whitney Houston.
And I will never forget the day that I heard about it. I couldn't quite find an outlet to tell the world about it. So Hail Mary, Mother Grace. The look on my mama's face was like a sister died. I'm waiting on her to exhale. I hold her close, say, Mom, she cool. Remember what you said about the other side. And how she happy, now she close to God. Talk with a father, that's what you told me, Mom. She gave a sense of pride, and for that I found it easy to grab a pen and tell the queen just how I feel inside. So to Mama Houston, I pray to God that you and your family are strong in this time of loss. That's what me and mine, a music genre that was redefined. So we toast to a legend, and I hope to see you on the other side. And to the princess that was left behind, hold your hand, I like your mama. Well, baby girl, this was you and mine.
But I know
late.
I think of you every step of the way.
In the building.
Yes.
Hey man, shout out to World Facebook King. He is back. I rolled back on the book. 200-300 motherfucking likes and posts and shit.
She's
freaking out, man. Real crazy as fuck, though, man. I remember I was listening to some of the older shows. We used to have Rook and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? He was freaking the fuck out. Quarantine in the building. We got all kind of motherfuckers trying to jump in.
Shout out to they been holding on for a long time. So shout out to my man KJ for that joint, you know what I'm saying? We rolling on it, you know what I'm saying? That's what's happening right there. Appreciate you getting addicted, fam.
595, you on the line with the Legal Dope Board.
Team Ron Khan, you know what it is.
Hello.
Yo.
What up? What up, nigga? It's your cousin, nigga Dre.
Oh, what up, brother Tim?
What's going on, man? Just checking in.
Man, chilling out, man.
Hell,
how about
yeah.
you?
Been on that motherfucking waiting list, nigga, trying to get in.
Tell you, I seen you making that shit, blood. Hey, what? Well, I seen your number, too. I said we was coming to you next, and you hung up, blood. What's happening, though?
Oh, no, man. You know, just staying sucker free, man. Listen to that shit y'all slapping on my side that you're here with.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Appreciate your pimping, blood. You know what it is with us, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know I got to support the movement.
You know. Hey, like I said before, man, a lot of people say that and don't do it, brother. So this is you being a real nigga, man. That's always love and wanting right there.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, from Dago to the shot, man, got to support it.
From the go to the go. You know how it is, fam.
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, yeah, man. Well, I was just checking in, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been on that waiting list. Fam hit me with the text, so, you know, I'm just sitting here. Had to keep it, you know, solid. A lot of niggas don't do that, but, fam, you know what it is. Keep making that shit, man.
You already know what it is, boy.
It's love, my nigga, you know.
Hey, so look, man, that was my little relative, man, Dre, man. He gets it in.
Shout out to my man, Dre. What's up, man?
Straight out of California, straight out of San Diego, California, by way of North Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Seed it here, breed it there. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what it is. I'm going to go ahead and mosey on to the next caller, man. It's 25 minutes left in the show. It's 34 after the hour. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Legal Dope Radio, the number one station for underground hip-hop and R&B. The boy is to the peers in the building.
And the only place to be.
And the only place to be.
You know, you're working on it, Bradley. You're working on it.
345, you're on the line. 345, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what up? Look at the white shows.
Look at the white shows. Look at the white shoes. Hey, hey, man, is this my main man, Mo?
Yeah, Queens, New York.
Queens, New York is in the building. What it do, man? Where you at, man? What's going on with you, Mo?
Shit, man, I'm just riding around here on the road, man. I'm in fucking Kentucky right now.
Man, go tell Coach Cal I said quit playing.
Say that again?
Go to the Kentucky Wildcat Stadium and tell Coach Cal I said quit playing.
All right, I'm going to go do that. If he don't add, I'm going to go kick down his goddamn door.
Yeah, kick in the door, wave in the phone.
Yeah, my main man, Mo, what's happening, home team?
Yo, what's up, my nigga? How you, man?
Man, I'm fat for a square, man. I can't complain, bro. There's people like you keeping me grounded and moving, you know?
Yeah, I hear that.
And so tell everybody, man, you say you're in Kentucky on the road, man, and this is real love right here, fam. Tell them what you do and why you're on the road, because you're from Queens, New York, you know what I'm saying, but you're willing to go with us, you know what I mean? Tell them what's happening with you.
Ain't much, man. I'm just sitting out here on the ground making that money, trying to make a living. That's all it is, man.
City to city, state to state.
Nah, I ain't going state. I used to go state to state. Nah, I don't go state to state. I just go like five states. That's about it.
Yeah.
Five states. Then I'm home for the weekend.
That's what it is, man. Hey, so look, man. Hey, Mo, man, you stay on the line, man. I know you're out there riding, man. You need something to listen to, Mo. You stay on the line, man. I'm going to get to another caller, man. That was my main man, Mo. You know what I'm saying? Another close personal friend of the Legal Dope Radio Show and the Legal Dope Radio host. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about molding on to another call, man.
Fuck it. Let's do another call, man.
Let's do it. 354, you on the line.
However, whoever, whenever, They tried to bite thicker, nigga. Now I'm diving for the pylon. Money on my mind.
Yeah.
God in my heart.
Yeah.
Itchy on my lap. We shoot for the charge.
Yeah.
Back to the grind. I took it back to the park. Fresh out the dark room. Check out a nigga. Oh, they call me money making, Mickey. Request me in your city. And I'm screaming, fuck the world. All I need is a quickie. Got them real niggas with me. Them real bitches with me. Cause I did it the harder way. Worth of that nigga Penny. And I put this down for the middle of the map. Stood my ground in the middle of the trap. Came up right with a criminal tag. Put a nigga out. I kill him on the track. Did my thing with the best of them. Shit it on the rest of them. Sit it up. Bedlam. Yellow tape. Red drum. No, it's my time. Homie, check the gold rolling. No ideas. Yo, the track is over. One Kenobi. I am Young Skywalker. Far from a rookie. Got them triple OGs with me. Work the J Boogie. We don't hear them niggas talking. They talking, but they don't live it. We getting it overseas. We travel without a pivot. We balling like Derrick Rose. Nor the speed limit. I'm a wizard with the pros. My epilogue is a twist. I smell like the scent down. Follow the aroma. Cause they searching for the lime like they opened up Corona. But I'm focused like a Nikon. Icon. We tried the mic thicker, nigga. Now I'm dabbing for the mic. Money on my mind.
Yeah.
God in my heart.
Yeah.
Itchy on my lap. We shoot for the charge.
Yeah.
Back to the grind. I took it back to the park. Fresh out the dark room. Check out a nigga.
They call me money making, Mickey.
They call me money making, Mickey. And I'm screaming, fuck the world.
They call
me money making, Mickey.
They call me money making, Mickey.
They call me money making, Mickey.
Hey man, shout out to Money Making Mickey, man. That shit go hard, you know, boy. Legendary Traction, man. Like I say, he's been all over this show.
Yeah, this show was definitely brought to you by the Legendary Traction.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
For real, you know what I'm saying? We had the Slow Down record by the record, the Twista record with Sean Lennon, the Whitney Houston tribute, the Mickey Hall Stead record. You know what I'm saying?
Like we're leaving something out. Too, wasn't another one?
Yeah, it was another one. We're leaving something out.
Hey, so like I say, just to go back, you know what I mean? I'm dating myself, you know what I mean? But if you don't remember, Mickey Flo, like I say, formerly Cash Money, was on the Shine record, you know what I'm saying, with the Big Timers and Lil Wayne. From my head down to my shoes, skirting on 22, she was on that Check My Baby Mama, you know what I mean? He was on that joint, too, him and his sister Christina, you know what I'm saying? They both wrecked that shit, and she actually called us fuck, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
nice.
Man. Do your homework, man. That's what we're here for, though. If you don't do your homework, tune in to us on Wednesday at LittleDopeRadio.com. We'll take care of you. 887, you are on the air.
Right now.
Oh, what's up? How y'all doing?
What it is?
Oh, yeah. I'm just chilling on and getting in tune with y'all. This is Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel in the building.
Another long-time listener to the Legal Dope Radio Show. What's happening, Coco Chanel?
Nothing, just chilling on it. Like I said, just getting back in tune with y'all and want to shout out to my homegirl, Punkin, in Oak Cliff, Texas. And last but not least, I want to say R.I.P. to my bro, Dagwood.
R.I.P. to homie Dagwood, man, you know what I'm saying? And you know, for those of y'all that don't know, we touched on this a couple of weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Police brutality took a good cat away from us, you know what I'm saying? North Chicago police, you put them on blast, they killed Dagwood, you know what I'm saying, due to a senseless beating, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of people have been showing their love for Dagwood, and Coco Chanel is another one, you know what I'm saying.
I'm still, like, that shit still got me, like, my mind still boggled from that shit. I mean, come on, man. Yo,
I think everybody fucked up about that.
Like, really? Like, you know, when I first heard about it, I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, it was almost more anger than anything else, because I'm like, come on, man, that's bad. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Like, for real?
He was slicker than Eric, but he ain't never hurt.
Exactly.
He ain't never hurt nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah. I mean, you know, R.I.P. to Dag, man. Like, that shit still fucks with me.
Yep, R.I.P. Dagwood, and I'm out this month.
All right, man.
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel, man.
Shout out.
You already know what it is, man. Coco Chanel is another one of the long-time Legal Dope listeners.
And on the heels of that, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, you definitely got to, you know, send your condolences out to, you know what I'm saying, the homie Lay, you know what I'm saying, Bankroll Red, another friend of the Legal Dope Radio Show.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's
you know
his brother.
We definitely got to do another moment of silence. Man, I stretched out the first one earlier today with a lot of people in mind, You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's do another one right now, man, for the homie Dagwood, man. R.I.P., man. You know what it is, man.
Rest in peace, Wood.
Hopefully he rests in paradise, man. You know what it is.
Can I add to that, man?
Go ahead.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, fuck the police coming straight from the underground. Y'all lucky I ain't got it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to have a fuck the police show.
Hey, it fits. You know what I'm saying?
I got 5 or 6 records.
It fits. Like I'm saying, though. Again, you know what I'm saying? Condolences go out to the whole family. You know what I'm saying? Lay, Mama Flo, you know what I'm saying? You know, the family was huge, you know, the family is huge, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you just got to know it's rest in peace, Dagwood, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to their whole family, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Real good
not many people know what they're going through, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the community obviously got to hit back, so one love to them, brother.
Hey, man, so it's 46 minutes past the hour. Y'all got about 13 more minutes as far as the live taping goes. So if you're online and you don't want to get lost in the shuffle, you know, give us a call at 858-947-6620, and we will definitely get you online. I got another caller.
I'm finna go there. Yeah. Been up to 7.
627, you on the line?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's up with it?
Hey. Now, I got like y'all know a motherfucker on the line.
You know what it ain't easy in the building, man. We know all about it.
Hey.
What it do?
I heard, hey, they say y'all new name is Team Take Your Girl.
Team Take Your Girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? That's the new Legal Dope Radio name?
Y'all, I was calling.
Hey, nah, but you know what? That makes sense, though, because, like, all of y'all getting addicted. So I guess between 9 and 11, don't nobody get no play?
No.
What it is, then, hey, y'all remember don't make me pull out the intro. You remember what happened on the first? Yeah. Don't call none of our ladies during Legal Dope Radio because you will get the motherfucking voicemail. Shout out to Nate.
Shout out to Legal Dope, man. Y'all wildin' tonight, man. Happy Valentine's Day, man.
Yeah, happy V-Day to everybody, man.
Happy Heart Day to you, Nate Neasy.
Thank you for sharing people's prayers.
You know what it is.
You looked like Rick Ross that day I seen you at the store.
I was a little rough around the edges, you know what I'm saying? But I was walking across the street to get took care of, you know what I mean?
I want to be a Legal Dope model. Can I be a model?
Hey, you would definitely be the first one.
Hey, you know what? Get a couple people together. See what it do.
I got 5 people already.
Recruit. Get some Legal Dope Lady t-shirts, and then let me see what you got.
How many what?
Get a couple of Legal Dope Lady t-shirts, and we'll see what you got. Start rapping.
Okay. All right.
Hey, because
you keep playing with me. You can't play with me, Nate Neasy. I set the photo shoot up.
Ooh, let's go. No, I got I've been feeling like I'm Kim Bella or something.
Hey, check this out, then. We're going to get in tour with you, and I'm going to holler at the photo shoot. I'm going to holler at my people, you know, and we're going to set the photo shoot up. We're going to get to it.
Okay. Can you play that D-Lad?
Which one? I got something better for you, Nate Neasy. This is what I'm going to do. Because I was listening to some old shows, right? And I remember last year we had Ben One on the show.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember what you asked me? Hey, I got a new Ben One joint right now.
Okay, let me hear.
Let's see if we can find it, you know what I'm saying? I had it earlier. I don't know what's going on with that. God damn it, that's Pete.
Yeah, they hit me up, you know what I'm saying, with a new record, they need it. So, like I said, I'm going to try to squeeze that in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Lad ain't send me nothing easy. I got a whole new setup. Lad ain't send me nothing. So call Lad, tell him, you know what, I got a record with Lad on it. How about that?
Okay.
All right, so this is a new record now. All right, now listen. Everybody listen. This is a new record, right? It's me and the boy D Lad, okay? But it's kind of different. So I just, you know, it's produced by the boy Propeller.
Yeah, you know what that is?
A lot of messages.
I can't wait.
You know what I'm saying? And it's dope. So, you know, it's called My Way. So get addicted, man. It's that shit. Silent and featuring the boy D Lad. Shout out to Propeller.
Shout out to Nate Nate.
Back in the field, according to great Mr. Nene Nate, rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh out of people's player. And the S to the motherfucking P.
Oh, that's fine, Emma. Tell him what that was right there. You just played.
Hey, man, that was that. That's off that Raincoats and Umbrellas album. Okay, you heard. Hey, that's off that Raincoats and Umbrella. That's my new album I'm working on, man. Like, I'm actually really putting a lot of work into this album, you know what I'm saying, because this is the one that I'm going to do it all with, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to barcode it up, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to really push it on the independent, under my own independent label and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working on getting everything together with that as well.
Shout out to D-Lad.
So that's one of the records. It's produced by Propeller, and it got the boy D-Lad on it, you know what I'm saying, and it's called Your Way. And it's one of the many records on the Raincoats and Umbrellas album.
Y'all both showed up and showed out on that song, Jack.
Yeah.
No bull.
Y'all showed up and showed the fuck out on that. I really enjoyed that.
When I say roll with my homies this time, no stunning, because it's like to see the alley and the chicken start running. Slap my nigga finally when he pointed out a woman, said she damn lost her mind when she heard that you was coming. Made him into note to get his baby in the legs, then a fired up because he kept the rock that I was at. White boy Kevin. Posted in the back, he said, I got a couple friends. He said he'd be here in a second.
Yeah, in a second. He'd be there in a second. Pro fella here too, man.
Hey, man, fella's doing a lot of big things too, man. Shout out to fella, man. He's fucking around with Nipsey Hussle, man. He made a couple tries for Nipsey. You know, he was down there fucking with Draw out in the A too, so. Shout out to the boy, Pro Pella, man. He started out a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wasn't sell us beats, so he was like, man, quarter key, man. I'm just going to start making them, man. And now he cold. And they all checking for him. So shout out to Pella, man. Shout out to all my niggas out in Memphis, man. Shout out to Squeaky, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy C-Dub, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Young Low, 7th Street Bound, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Yo Guy. I heard Gotti coming to the Tennessee Theater. And if anybody got, any information on that, shoot it to me, because I need to be one of them over the next. I don't even know how I'm not. But I'm done trying to figure that shit out. I've been done trying to figure that out around here for a long time. But, yeah, like I said, the Raincoats and Umbrellas album is coming real soon. It's 3 minutes left, 3:16, my birthday. It's 3 minutes and 14 seconds left. You're here with the Legal Dope Boys. You know what it is. Fresh Air to People's Player is definitely in the building. S to the P is definitely in the motherfucking building. Yeah. So you know what it is, man. So, fellas.
If you're on LegalDopeRadio.com.
Right now.
Right now, what you need to do to further your Legal Dope experience is dial 858-947-6620.
Again.
Or your party will be over with. That's 858-947-6620. Or your party will poop.
And for the people that are on the phone, you can't hang up after 2 minutes. So if you hang up, your party's over. So just keep that in mind. I mean, we're not going to go over too long, because I got to go skin a cat and see a man about a dog. like I say, we're going to go over a little bit, because I got a couple more records that I just have to play. Got an SQ joint I wanted to play. What did we play last week? Did we play Mayweather last week?
I believe so.
Well, let's do it. I'm going to do a Late Night Grind. Let's do that.
Shout out to SQ, BMG.
BMG, we all we got. You know what it is. Shout out to SQ. Shout out to Glock, Sad Vlad. What up, Joe?
Say, man, we get money over here too, man. It's loyalty, man, all time, man. Say, man, we get money over here too, man. It's loyalty, man, all time, man.
More success, more drama. I hit her last week, now she say she my baby mama. In the circle beef, yeah, my niggas is way out. When I'm just thinking money, cocaine, and safe houses. It's all business, no PlayStation. Connect, charge a nigga more for the time wasted. I hustle all night, then sell pillowcases. I love that white girl, I don't care, don't be a racist. I got $1 million mouth. Came from the slums. Who gives a fuck if you doubt me? They say I got that heat, LeBron and Wayne. I'm spinning like 9-4-5s in that cave. Hey, we count it up in the AM. Then when we done, the groupies come, then we slay them. Ooh, girl, we hate him. He won't let me lay him. He that nigga spitting on them tracks, y'all stacking. And he's so laid back, talking plugs and
Yo, you back with the late night grinders themselves, the Legal Dope Boys, Corner of the Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air People's Player.
And your main man, SP.
To the motherfucking P. Yeah.
And I was SQ right there, Joe, with late night grind.
Cool, loyalty, cool, nigga.
Out right now, moving units. Making it happen, you feel what I'm saying?
Fuck it, man. Get even more addicted. DMG, block life on me.
Never forget, man. What they don't know, don't show. Just don't care about being a minister to South Central while they drink their juice. That's what it's all about, man. The fuck is he talking about?
Yep. It's your boy Block Life. It's your boy Block Life, motherfucker. Block Life in this motherfucker.
On me.
Hey, turn me up a little bit, Jeff, in the headphones. Let's do it.
Oh, geez. I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, geez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, geez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on
put it
me.
On something, nigga. On my mama, on my life. I'm in a zone, fuck, nigga. On my son, on my stripes. You can get it. I just roll up like Rico on his bike. Then I take off just like I booked a private flight. My juice is V8, my plug is 9B. I'm blessed from OG, my status is G3. My kush is A1, I'm hot like 8 suns. I pop a gray gun, I'm blocked a great one. I'm not the fake kind, I smoke on that grapevine. Good work, I'm on time, good perk, get broke down. My whip on 18, grew up on 18. My plug was 18, he charged me 18. I'm something to deal with, no lying, that's real spit. I'm buying the whole zip, I'm flying the whole clip. I'm trying to quick flip, or find me a quick lick. I see me a fresh belly, I'm buying the whole fit.
Oh, jeez,
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me, I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, yo.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
On my door, big folks, little folks. AK on Larry Hoover, on the boss, on granddaddy, on Pearly May. I'm trained to go, no stop sign. I bang the pole at one time. I fold and seal, no lunch sign. You loading steel, I'm Wi-Fi. I'm in the hood, no starting chain. I'm loose dog and I'm off the chain. I got the juice, I got the name. Get the pick, no getting framed. I'm with the click, big money game. I split the licks, we eat the same. Don't break the sweat, it's in my veins. Place your bets, I take your chain. Two arrows up, I share the chick. Two wide as luck, biracial mix. They count the dust, I say make it quick. Straight ounces up, I hate bagging up. Two sticks loud when I'm waking up. Two more sticks when I get tapered up. One more stick when I get back from lunch. I blow backwards, I don't like the blunt. Got throwback bills, tiny faces. LOL, no smiley faces. On my life is story basis. I serve them hype, I let them taste it. Make out nice, not hesitant. I take out hype, your resident. I clean up nice and evident. I clean up twice, no evidence.
Oh, jeez.
I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, yo.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Look, I know y'all motherfuckers be like, big motherfucker riding around in that 2007. Doesn't feel good, motherfucker. Better believe that shit, right? Now look, just because y'all motherfuckers sitting with some fly business, don't think I'm triggered, right? Cause all big niggas ain't tricks. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm gonna break this shit down to y'all, let y'all know what I be on. Look, I got a handful of bitches that wanna do a G. They see me in the 07 Audi, so they pursuing me. I hit them and pass them like switches full of weed. I let them ride on leather, sipping Remy. Why they doing me?
I'm so arrogant, a paper chasing asshole. I erase a bitch face, replace her with a battle hoe. Got a bopper in Britney, she'll let the team go. Lean slow, make a left on Martin Luther King, Joe. Drop her off, pick another up, let me get my cut. Take her home to shower, then drop her off at the strip club. We don't love money, my nigga, that money love us. And any bitch to pay, only if you know what to say, bruh. Tell her the world belongs to nobody but us. And all I need from you is patience, baby, focus and some trust. Baby, you are in a position to get money, and if you do, trust daddy, baby, the sky's the limit for me. Man, I don't need a girlfriend, you see me with your girl, man. Best believe we've been trying to put it through this whirlwind. Man, I don't need a girlfriend, you see me with Lisa, Lynn, Tiffany, and Tammy. Bet they breaking bread for sure, man.
Majestic Trauma.
Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah, my vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through the hate. I get much more than I deserve.
I'm
a beast, I'm a dog, girl. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah, my vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through the hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm King Kong. Because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. John Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip, collar, Amber Rose. This is how a winner like supposed to go.
This is Urban Hype William video. Fast dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck bro.
Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Riding through the city slow. Everything bright like a Hype Williams video. No directions needed, I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my ass. So fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resembles a centerfold. Over the game like a don't be. And that shit retractable. I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak. And I need the ball to win. Kobe Bean, yeah. 18s for the offset. Back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door. Top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat spree. Waves game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah. That motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip, call it Amber Rose. This is how a winner like the pros can go.
This is Urban Hype Williams video. Bad boy with the skinny flow. A bunch of models and a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck bro day.
Bad boy with a skinny flow. A bad bitch in the side of club.
So, basically, if you're really not feeling this, then I need y'all to do this shit. Niggas hate my swag, look, cause I feel myself. Climb up top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself. Jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off, jump off. Ayo, SP, SP.
Niggas hate my swag,
aight,
cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself.
Yeah,
jump off some balls,
yeah,
jump off some balls,
yeah,
jump off some balls,
yeah,
jump off some balls. Yeah. 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 The way too long, that's what I hear the people tell me.
Thought New Browns was gone, said their name three times. We appear like Merrick, killing these niggas with the OJ glove. Got the Jose feel to the top of the cup. No spit real slick, cause I'm flipping it up. Head real big, thinking fixing a bus. Think you fucking with us? ADP, BMG, SPQP. Want too many hits like a nigga OD. Do anything I want, lately feeling OC. Grow up in the shit till I'm stepped in the dough. Collected all the hate, now I'm setting the blow. So you niggas love, you neglect your foe. You can take a hop into the night of this road. Spill no blood to get all on my fit. Click a goon, ready to up that clip. Fuck your boo, we'll give her all that dick. No bonker back, she give me all that lip. Go up and down, walk the path of life. Pussy so good, had a bag of twice. That's your wife, that's your girl. Now she played out like a Jackson curl, Kiss my whole ass, you can take the cold ass. Stepping on you up to the top like a nomad. Yeah. I don't fuck with too many, don't know who Kojak. They'll get you hit with the 40, homie, and four flags. Gone, nigga, take my swag. Cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower. Nigga, kill yourself.
Go ahead, jump off.
Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off. Nigga, take my swag. Cause I feel myself.
Cool.
Climb on top of the Willis Tower. Nigga, kill yourself. Jump off, jump off.
Nobody's listening to you, dude.
Jump off, jump off. Yeah, yeah, jump off, yeah, jump off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, look, I got a whole bunch of fresh in my swagger. I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger. See, I'm grocery stone, these bitches, you know. Paper or plastic, I bag her. BMG, this my gang, yeah. J&J, this my label, label. Everybody eat, I don't care if it's room for three at my table. Bitch, I'm moving this game cause I'm able. Mama boy, like I'm racing. Bad bitches, let her go. Voice on my for that pussy. I'm brave, but it ain't no hoe with me, but she on me. Mixed bitch, it ain't Tony. Her body built like a stallion. Yeah, nigga, she a minor birth for me. Plus, she say she only do winners. Steak and lobster, my dinner. I hustle hard like I'm Ace Hood. Man, it's June, but feeling like winter. Don't be mad, I'm starting by balling. Y'all money funny like Martin. And my conversation like Master, cause you feel a high as soon as you spark it. Park wherever I'm in and hop out it. Banging Master P, body, body. Heard you niggas had beef, so figured I'd hit your block and see body. Don't be mad, it's dark and we shining. Shots is open, we climbing. Dick is hard and she riding. Let the paper get loaded, we grinding. Niggas take my swag, cause I feel myself. Climb on top of the Willis Tower, nigga, kill yourself. Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off. Jump off, jump off.
Y'all know what it is. Hey. I don't need no introduction.
Hey, little mama, grab this Gucci racket, wipe me down. Hey, little mama, grab this Louis racket, wipe me down. Gucci rag, Louis rag, Gucci rag, Louis rag, Gucci rag, Louis rag. Got a whole lot of money, I got my J's on and they retro, and this telly tell is my fresh coat. Bad thick in that polo, and her Jerry Auntie in chill mode. All black, yeah, Gucci hat, yeah, proud of sneeze. Change the mask, tell a pussy motherfucker, eat a dick and die. Tall bitch, triple K, such swag. First class, fly G5, yeah, A7, full ring. Went so poor, need a passport, and I put that shit on everything. My head hurt from counting money out this Gucci bag. One phone call, I had this whole bitch shot up. With a mirror out, I gotta check my swag. Track so hard, every bad bitch stood up. Got a nigga looking for a chick to bag. Drip so hard, made me spill the liquor. Wipe the nigga down with my Gucci rag. I know it cost 280 with the tax shit. Cartier 500, Gucci grip. Keep an eye off me, homie, watch your bitch. I know you trippin', I be looking at my chain and shit. But I'm famous, tricky, can't blame the bitch. No, really, what the fuck are you mad for? I got a high, you take her home. I'm saying you should be glad, Joe. I got a bad bitch in my bag, though. Gucci bag. Louis rag, I got a whole lot of money in the Gucci bag. Hey, little mama, grab this Gucci rag and wipe me down. Hey, little mama, grab this Louis rag and wipe me down. Hey, little mama, grab this Gucci rag and wipe me down. Hey, little mama, grab this Louis rag and wipe me down. Gucci rag, Louis rag, Gucci rag, Louis rag, Gucci rag, Louis rag, Gucci rag, Louis rag.
And this bad bitch just walked in. Complimented my Gucci swag. That all black look good on a fat man. But she's super bad. Thick as fuck. I'm Gucci down. She prodded up. Her jeans are 7. Her waist 11. Her ass is rolling. Her face is. And I'm engulfed in my G mode. With Twan Fresh, Big Cat Fat. We bipped up, chipped up. Black candy bottles, big loud pack. She sent the bottle like her head at. And I sent her 2 or 3 more back. Then she stood up, hit the stage. Nothing over her Gucci frame. These other dudes, they super lame. But I'm the man of
skills, I got super games. Swag is dumb, I go super hard. I drive super cars and pull super things. And I'm Superman to this rap shit. That league was over my trap shit. Walk around like I own shit with this Louis rag in my pocket. If it's kryptonite, it can't stop this. Need a rocket, try top this. I'm NASA fly, you kite high. So the fly is answer so obvious. I need a meal and that's what my mama treat. Grind hard, check cash. Right pocket, left pocket. Gucci rag, Louis rag, ah.
Hey, lil' mama, take this Gucci rag and wipe me down. Hey, lil' mama, take this Louis rag and wipe me down. Hey, lil' mama, take this Gucci rag and wipe me down. Hey, lil' mama, take this Louis rag and wipe me down. Gucci rag, Louis rag, 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 Gucci rag.
Mix, man, you know what it is, Joe. Your boy Quarter the Great in the building, fresh air, people's player, SDP is in the building. And you know what time it is, man. It's about that time to say goodbye to all my little friends. And hopefully y'all come tomorrow, and hopefully y'all come next Wednesday, and we can chat again. It's Illegal Dope Radio. Stay addicted. We about this piece. Night, night, nigga.